Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, folks. Welcome. It is the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. 844-729-7469. Emails, of course, at raylucia.com, which we'll get to, in about 35, 40 minutes or so. Maybe a little sooner than that. This is an important point, and you may not hear this anywhere else in America, at least not today. Maybe you will, but I doubt it. You may not hear it ever on a financial talk show. Now, most of us have enjoyed pretty substantial gains. If we've been buy and hold investors in the U.S. stock market for the last 7-8 years, you've more than doubled your money, haven't you? And if it's sitting in your IRA, then the dilemma is, boy, if I take that money out, I got to pay taxes on it. Maybe it's money I'm not going to spend, so I'll leave it to my kids and my grandkids, and then they can pay the taxes on it. But I've got another idea for you. The idea is, why not take that money and invest it in a business? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe you're semi-retired and getting bored and you're saying, you know what? I think I'd like to invest in a business, like a radio and TV studio. No, just kidding. Or a restaurant. No, just kidding. Or a dry cleaner's. No, just kidding. You know what I'm saying. Or maybe you've got a really smart son or daughter. Now, once upon a time, my daughter, when she was very, very young, 15, 16 years ago, she had a passion for dance. She was a San Diego Chargers cheerleader, and she wanted to set up her own dance studio. And, oh, man, I wish I'd have known about Rob's back then. What are Rob's? Sit back, folks. Relax. We got the Ray Program going to tell you all about Rob's, R-O-B-S. And I'm not talking about the report that Jim Stewart subscribes to, where he gets to look at those cool Ferraris and houseboats that are worth $1.2 million. I love the Rob report. How you doing there, James?
Everything is perfect. And this hour, I'm going to tell you about a secret thing later on.
Oh, you got a secret emails. Thing. Okay, I'm really scared. When he starts talking about that stuff, I get really, really nervous. You guys have the mute button ready to go or whatever? Yeah, okay. I was reminded, and I have studied this and researched it in the past. I will have to admit that I haven't done this personally, nor have I advised any personal clients to do it. I had one that I talked to about doing it, and that particular client, this goes back many years, overruled me and took the money out of their retirement account and paid tax on it. And then he ended up losing the business. Anyway, this is not for the faint of heart, and this is not for people that are living hand to mouth, and it's not for people that need every penny that's in their retirement account. It is for individuals that need a fresh start, that want to start up a business, or what I like about it, is I can use this to help a family member join me in a business because it's a way to get capital without having to take money out of your retirement account and pay a huge, huge income tax. And Mark Prosser from Forbes, and I thank him for this because he reminded me what ROBs are. And ROBs stands for rollovers as business startups. And what you can do as an entrepreneur, you can use your tax-deferred retirement account to buy a business without paying any income tax or any withdrawal penalties. No pre-age 59 and a half, no ordinary income tax, no tax at all. Now, they've been around since the 1970s, as I said, probably 10, 15 years ago. I was working with an individual who got laid off from the telephone company, but at the telephone company, and you'll recall, these people ended up with million-dollar 401k retirement accounts. And he was still young. He was in his 50s, and he had I think it was his girlfriend or second wife or whatever, and he wanted to buy a dry cleaning operation, which I pretty much was not really in favor of, but he wanted to do it. And I said, well, the only money you have is this $1 million in your retirement account. What's it going to take? He said, about $500,000-$600,000. I said, you're going to have nothing left. He said, that's okay, because I'm really a smart guy. You know the rest of the story. The guy lost everything. But that, you know, I couldn't talk him out of it. Here's what Prosser said about ROBs, because they can get a little complicated. Setting up a ROBs involves establishing a new C corporation, having that new corporation establish a 401k plan, and rolling over a designated portion of your IRA funds into the new 401k plan. Now, remember, we've talked about this before. You can roll over funds from an IRA into a 401k. So you set up a company. It's a shell corporation that's going to buy a business. You set up a 401k plan that's unfunded in that business. And you're not putting any money in because you don't have any salary yet. But since you now have the shell company and you have a shell 401k plan, you've got your $1 million IRA. You say, you know what? I'm going to take $500,000 of it and buy a business, which would have been tantamount to my other guy taking $1 million to buy the business because he's going to pay half of it in taxes. But here, there are no taxes because it's a rollover into your 401k plan. All right, that's step one. Now, the new 401k plan then invests in the new corporation by buying shares of its stock. This leaves the new C corporation with the capital it needs to launch its startup idea or to buy an existing business. So in this little example that I've just gone through, this C corporation now has capital access to $500,000 of capital without having to pay taxes or penalties, because the 401k plan will own shares of stock, basically own the business. All right, now that's not perfect and ideal from a tax planning, total tax planning perspective, but if it's the only place you have money and you are really passionate about this business idea that you have, man, how exciting can that be? Maybe you want to do a joint venture with one of your kids or one of your grandkids. They've got some special talents, and they want to work hard, and you've got money. But you're reluctant to take the money out because you know you're going to get tagged with a 39.6% federal bracket. You're in California, you're going to get tagged with 13% more in state taxes. If you're under the age of 59 and a half, you're going to pay another 12.5% in penalty taxes between the state and the feds. I mean, it starts adding up to, you know, like 50, 60% tax. Who wants to do that? This way is tax-free. Okay, so it's important to note that ROBS is not a 401k loan. So there's no borrowing limits. There's no approval requirements. There's no repayment schedules, et cetera, et cetera. A ROBS is also not cashing out your retirement account so you're not exposing the funds to income taxes or early withdrawals. Pretty darn cool idea. Now, what I think makes a lot of sense is for individuals to just take some of the profits off the table. If you've doubled your money, let's say 8 years ago, you said, I got this $1 million and it's just sitting there. I really don't need it. I'm going into semi-retirement mode and you didn't touch it and it's now worth $2 million. Wow. Why not just take the house's money? Or say, you know what? If I would have invested that money and earned 5-6% in a bond or a CD or whatever, I'd have $1.5 million. So I'm going to take the excess earnings that I got for just being in America during a time period under the Obama administration where there was all this stimulus and super low interest rates, and that drove stocks higher. You can thank Barack for that, and for that he deserves the credit, by the way. But there's $500,000 of free money there that you wouldn't have earned had you just sat on the money. Maybe you could take that money and set up a business without having to pay taxes on it. It would be the money you'd pay in taxes anyway if you liquidated the account. So when we come back from the break, I'll explain a little bit more how this works while you contemplate how you might be able to use your 401k money or your IRA money to set up a new business for yourself and or in partnership with a family member of your choosing. 844-RAY-SHOW. Email me on this subject. I can get you more information at RayLucia.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I've been talking about rollovers as business startups, more commonly known as ROBs. They've been around since the 1970s, but rarely are discussed, especially on programs like this. And a lot of that is because they are a risky proposition, and they're not to be used by individuals that just willy-nilly think, well, I'd like to use my retirement plan, my IRA, and buy a business. Now, traditionally speaking, if you did that, you'd have to take the money out of the IRA, pay taxes, and if you're under the age of 59 and a half, pay penalties, and then reinvest in whatever the business of your choice may be. Let's take the example of my daughter's dance studio, because I know that business. Not well, but I know it fairly well because I supported it for many years. Fortunately, for me, she's doing okay now. But there was a time where she needed an infusion of capital. So perhaps if I were really smart, I would have used my IRA at the time instead of other capital to help her build out the studio and all that stuff, because it was many hundreds of thousands of dollars. And my 401k plan could have been basically the owner of a percentage of that business. So how's this all work? All right, so in that example, I take my rollover IRA, had a 401k plan, got it up to $1 million, $2 million, whatever it was. I roll it over to an IRA. I need $500,000 to help fund this business, and that'll buy X percent of the stock in the company. So I take the $500,000, I roll it over to a newly established 401k plan in the company, which is now a C corporation. Now understand, there are some disadvantages to a C corporation that I can get to in a minute if I have the time. But there's also some advantages. This is one of them. It has to be a C, not a subchapter S corporation. So now there's $500,000 in a 401k plan. The 401k plan is allowed. It's not a prohibited transaction. Jim, you brought up an interesting point about self-dealing and all that stuff. This is why you need to hire a lawyer, but it is totally legit if it's done right. I'm not saying it's the only way to do it, because I can think of a few other ways that might even be better, but let's be honest with ourselves. Most of us have most of our money sitting in pre-tax retirement accounts. We don't have a lot of cash outside. So if we want to, you know, do a business deal, we got to go to the bank. Now, how many banks do you know that will make a loan to you for $500,000 for a venture that you've never been involved in before in your life? Banks don't make loans to people that need money. They make loans to people that don't need money. Capiche? It's so true. It is so true. I'm sure there are some community banks out there that would look at it and evaluate it. And as long as you personally guaranteed that loan, they'd make it to you. There was not a loan that I ever borrowed money on in my company that they didn't tie my personal assets up. Yeah, it's just the way it is. Banks make loans to people that don't need the money. And people that do need the money, this is an option for you to be your own bank. So the 401k plan buys stock in your C corporation. You now have $500,000 in this example to build out the space, to buy the tire store, or whatever it is that you have an interest. Maybe you're a superb mechanic, and you notice that there's this really potential corner where the guy's retiring. He's got a profitable business, and you're going, geez, I'd love to buy that business. It's what I do. I could really enhance it and market it and make it super profitable, but I don't have the money. And let's say that was your son talking to you. Dad, I don't have the money, but I know I can make a go at this. And you actually liked your son, and you actually respected him for his knowledge in the field of mechanics. Yeah, maybe he didn't go to Harvard and become a lawyer, or work in Washington, D.C., where the swamp is being drained as we speak, but he's a brilliant mechanic. Wouldn't you love to help him? Hey, son, I'll tell you what. We'll form a C corporation, and the retirement plan will own 49% of the stock in your company. And here's $500,000. Break a leg. Just make sure that you take those profits and refund the 401k plan. Now, here's where the rub is and why people would say this is not such a red hot idea. Remember, the business now, or that percentage of the business, is owned by the 401k plan. What happens when you sell the business? Well, 49% of the value of that business when it's sold comes into the 401k plan, of which I am the beneficiary of, right? That's all going to be taxed at the highest marginal tax rate when the money comes out, as opposed to long-term capital gains rates. And also, when I sell the business, I have to be very, very careful on how the business is sold. If it's executed as a stock sale, then I've only got one tax to deal with. If it's an asset sale, forget about it. There's going to be double tax. It's really complicated. I don't want to get into it. But if Jim Stewart wants to buy the shop, I say, we'll sell you the stock in the company for $2 million, and I own 50% of it, then $1 million goes back into the 401k plan, and my son walks away with the other $1 million. He gets long-term capital gains tax treatment. I get ordinary income tax treatment. That's Rob's. And I bring it up because, let's face it, we've gotten a gift over the last 8-10 years or so, a real gift, and that the stock market has earned rates that are significantly higher than we probably deserved. So isn't now a pretty good time? What do they say to do? Sell high and buy low. So you sell high, you create that gain tax-free inside this 401k plan, and now you go hunting for a business that you may be able to buy low, a business that could be the gift that keeps on giving. I owned a company once upon a time where it produced $80,000 a year of passive income to me, and I didn't even have to show up. I hired this woman, Denise, who still owns the business, by the way. I eventually transferred it all to her, gave it to her, because she did all the work. But for me, it put four of my kids through college, and I didn't have to come out of pocket much at all. So you can use the Rob's program to really produce an income stream for your children, for your grandchildren, help them explore their own passions, while at the same time maybe making a better rate of return for your own 401k plan. It's called ROBS, R-O-B-S, rollover as a business startup. There you have it, and you heard it here, and probably only here, on The Ray Lucia Show.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
I'm a wanderer. Yes, I am. I'll be wandering over the next week or so because I'm having double hernia surgery in a few days. So if you happen to hear a couple of best ofs, it's because I've been laid up for a couple of days. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll be back in perfect shape, but you never know. Anyway, this whole Robs thing, highly complex, and you need to deal with a lawyer that understands how all this stuff works and a CPA, and don't think, you know, for $2,000 you're going to get this done. You better be ready to spend $10,000-$15,000 in legal and accounting and opinions and work through everything. So I know on the radio sometimes you make stuff sound a lot simpler than it really is. This is one of those areas. It is by no means simple. But could it be the coolest thing you ever did with some of that surplus money that you've accumulated over the last few years because you're either a brilliant investor or lucky as heck? Could be phenomenal. I think about my grandkids. I think about my other kids. Maybe one of my other kids wants to go into business. My son Dominic, for example, he's a nerd head. I mean, he's got the computer things and he does all this Rubik's Cubes. I mean, he's got that kind of a brain. Not like me, the old man with the right brain going. Instead, I think he's the left brain going. I don't know. If he ever came to me, that wouldn't that be a cool thing to do? Help him go into business for himself. That way, if I die someday, he's got a legacy that he can leave to his kids. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I think it's a pretty darn cool idea. What do you think, Jim?
Well, this happens a lot that, you know, the wealthy people have run in a circle with the kind of advisors that give them this kind of information. And, you know, I don't get that kind of information. And it's only by talk shows like this where you, at least you get exposed that this could be a possibility. There's just so many things that are available under the tax code to save money.
But it has to be done right, and that's why you've got to
dot the i's.
There's so many people that are penny wise and pound foolish. I've had many instances where someone would say, well, can you refer me a lawyer that will do my estate plan? And I'm looking at their estate plan, and they got, you know, 2-3 different wives, and they got kids from prior marriages, and they got a lot of assets and all that stuff. So I refer them to an estate planning lawyer who's on the higher end, who understands all the problems. And they get all angry because they said, well, I called LegalZoom and I could do this for, you know, $199. Well, yeah, maybe you can. And I love LegalZoom. I've done commercials for them for years. But they're for the less sophisticated cases. But if I've had one, I've had 100. Same thing in the pension area, yeah. Right? I do a lot of still business consulting. And I would talk to people about establishing certain types of retirement plans. And I might refer them to a higher end, either pension administration company or an attorney or whatever. And, you know, they charge $500 more than the lower end. It's not like $5,000 more. And sure enough, they go penny wise, pound foolish. You get a call 2-3 years later, and everything is screwed up.
Yeah, and you start going down the wrong path, it just gets very complicated, very expensive, and you're dealing with the IRS forever.
I met a fellow in Northern California who will remain nameless, but his net worth was in the $140 million range. He was a frequent listener to the show, a frequent listener to the show. And he sold his business and he got bad, really bad tax planning advice. And the IRS was chomping all over his butt. And I had this brilliant CPA who understands grits and grats and all this really sophisticated stuff. And a lawyer who understands all this sophisticated stuff.
And we flew up there and met with him. We had this game plan, and he chose not to do business with this, you know, the A team that I brought him. And it was really just the best of the best. Last I heard, he got tagged with mega millions of dollars in taxes because he went back to the same firm and they stuck by their guns. The IRS was already chomping on him, and the IRS won. They went to tax court, the IRS won, and the rest is history.
You get what you pay for.
You do get what you pay for. Okay, where was I now? Transitioning, we were talking about your IRA. So it's only fitting that I discuss with you some of the rules on IRAs. Now, if you inherit an IRA, there's a difference between a spousal beneficiary and a non-spouse beneficiary. So a spouse who is the sole beneficiary of any traditional IRA may choose one of these options. Number one, own it. You can treat the IRA as yours. You can even roll into your own existing IRA. Just keep in mind that there will be pre-age 59 and a half penalties if you take the money out and you're under 59 and a half. You've rolled to your own. The second thing you can do is you can take lifetime distributions. All right? So if you take the lifetime distributions over your life expectancy, you can do that. You start within 1 year or in the year following the year of death, and you start taking the required minimum distribution. You can also open up an inherited IRA, transfer the inherited assets into it, and then take distributions of the full amount over a five-year period. By the end of the fifth year, all of the assets must be distributed. They are not subject to any of the 10% penalties and all that stuff, okay? Or you can take a lump sum. Now, I wanted to get to the non-spouse beneficiaries because this one is important because the rules have somewhat changed. So let's say a son, daughter, grandchild, someone else inherits an IRA. In the deceased's name, transfer the inherited assets into it and take the annual distributions over the non-spouse's beneficiary's lifetime. These distributions begin no later than December 31 in the year following the year of death. They're not subject to the 10% penalty for early distribution. So you begin to take RMDs. A non-spouse beneficiary may elect taxable distributions of the full amount over 5 years. And then you can take a taxable distribution in lump sum immediately without paying the 10% penalty. Remember, it's a beneficiary. The person died. And the Roth IRA for a spouse are basically the same rules as is the Roth IRA for the non-spouse. So there you have it. Now, this one is a little bit frightening because way back in 2014, there was a Supreme Court case on inherited IRAs, and they are not protected in bankruptcy. So if you inherit an IRA and you happen to be in a risky business, rather than take the RMD, string it out over a long time period, you may elect to do something a little bit different. There was an opinion written by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, you know her, Supreme Court Justice, who found that Heidi Heffron Clark, who inherited an IRA from her mother in 2001 and then filed for bankruptcy 9 years later, could not shield the account from her creditors. Remember, in most instances, your IRAs are your own personal IRAs are shielded from the claims of creditors. But this freaked a lot of us out in the business, because now all of a sudden there is a court case that says, well, no, if you inherit an IRA, it's not a retirement plan. And therefore, the creditor can go after that inherited IRA. So I want you to be very, very careful about that. There are things that you can do to do workarounds. You can set up trusts, for example. Complicated. And this is where you need a really good lawyer. But if you have a lot of real estate assets, for example, and you could get sued, you don't have the real estate in its own LLC, you haven't bought enough insurance, and they come after you personally, that IRA is not shielded like your IRA would be. Because remember, you can't roll mom's IRA into yours. It has to be in mom's name as deceased, FBO, for the benefit of you. And you've got to then make a decision whether stringing the payments out or taking them out over 2, 3, 4, 5 years makes the most sense. Do some tax planning. Get your financial advisor, your attorney, and your CPA in a room. And you can talk to them about ROBs and IRA, inherited IRA rollovers. Well, it's really not a rollover. You know what I'm saying. All right, I'm out of time for this segment. We're doing emails on the rebound. Stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat about this. But this hour, it's always better if you just go to RayLucia.com. Send me an email. We shall return.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
3.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, we've covered a lot of sophisticated topics today. I hope you enjoyed it. We are now going to the segment where I have the most fun, and that is I do emails, and I just got one in. So it's not on the screen for those viewing on TV, but this is a good one because I haven't talked about it in a long time. So hit it, boys. Let's do some emails here. This is from Charles. Charles out in Louisiana. Wow, an email all the way from Louisiana. You must have listened to me way back before Katrina when I was on a nationally syndicated show from Louisiana. But Charles listens online now. I'm supporting my 90-year-old mother. Do I get any tax breaks? Well, it's only timely because this is just starting tax season. We got to start filing our returns soon. Many people have already started. You probably have gotten all your W-2s and all that stuff out of the way by now. Yes and no. It depends, Charles, on a couple of things. First, your mother has to be like a U.S. citizen, and you have to provide support more than 50%. What's the tax benefit? First off, the tax benefit is, what is it this year? $4,050, I believe. Yeah, $4,050. You get to take them as a dependent. So you've got to provide over half of the relative's support for the year. And if the person lives in your household for free, you can count, you know, the rental value, the home and the food they eat and all that toward that support. So that's one set of circumstances that need to be met. The other that needs to be met is the person can't earn more than the same number, $4,050. So, by the way, that doesn't include their Social Security because just about everybody would be disqualified. This is in taxable income. So if they have a $300 a month pension, you're still okay. If they have a $400 a month pension, nope, you can't take them as a dependent. So that's how it works. It can get a little tricky. Look at IRS Pub 501 for more details. Notice how I looked that up during the break because I don't know the pubs.
No, you have that right off the top of your head.
No, I have to be honest. I looked up, which publication is it? It's publication 501. But off the top of my head, I do remember the citizenship requirement and the 50% requirement. Oh, by the way, while I'm thinking about it, for individuals that are taking kids as a dependent, divorced couples, now you've got a situation where, you know, you in order to qualify with the 50% rule, you know, it may be that one's doing 60 or 70% and you're only doing 30%, but you'd like to get a deduction too. So you can negotiate that and swap each year who gets to take the deduction. Talk to your lawyer about that. But it just dawned on me because I had a lot of clients in the olden days that were divorced, about 50% of them. Okay, next we have Ida, who asks, I'm gifting to fund my son's college costs. I understand that this could affect his FAFSA next year. Is this right? Yes, it can affect and will affect the FAFSA form next year. The FAFSA is a free application for student aid. And Jim, as I understand it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, when a parent or a grandparent makes a contribution to the school or gifts money to the child for purposes of the FAFSA, not for tax purposes, but for purposes of the FAFSA, that's treated as the child's income, and it will have a major impact on the financial aid.
If you gave the gift this year, it doesn't affect this year's FAFSA, but when he goes to refile or her next year, it's going to show as an income item.
You may recall, I talked about this a week or two ago, where I think the thing to do is to build up all this money, and if you're going to make a gift, get the gift out and pay for the whole dang college. Sit down with the college or do a prepaid tuition type plan where you get a deep discount and you don't have to pay the increases and just pay the whole thing off right up front. You want to be nice? Be really, really nice because it's going to affect their financial aid either way, right? So why not get the discount by doing the prepaid tuition? Just a thought. Let's see. Ted is next. With higher interest rates, the dollar is likely to get stronger. What impact will this have on my investments? Well, could be a lot. Obviously, if the dollar strengthens because interest rates are going up, then any new fixed investment that you acquire will be at a higher interest rate, and you'll benefit by that. However, any existing fixed investments that you have will suffer from those higher interest rates. So if you really believe this is going to happen, I would be evaluating the fixed income portion of my retirement plan right now. I saw, for example, I think it was a five-year fixed annuity the other day that was, maybe it was 7 years, I don't know, 3.25%. I said, wow, that sounds pretty good to me, and that would have no impact if interest rates go up. So you may want to start flip-flopping your fixed income around. Remember, fixed income does best when interest rates are going down, not when interest rates are going up. But it does give you an opportunity to buy a CD, for example, at a higher rate. The other thing is, you may want to, especially with Trump in office, I was thinking about this driving in this morning. With Trump in office, he is a pro-America first, all the way sort of guy, which would lend itself to a stronger dollar, which would lend itself to potentially higher interest rates, unless we go into this deep, dark recession because of a trade war, all right? Now, I'm banking on the fact that a lot of the stuff that he says is part of the art of the deal on negotiating and so forth. So if that's the case, domestic companies, small and mid-cap companies, if you don't have small and mid-cap exposure and you believe the dollar is going to strengthen, you want companies that are more invested in the U.S. than multinational. You know, McDonald's and a lot of the major corporations, Apple and so forth, sell their products worldwide. Well, if the dollar strengthens, those assets that are growing over there aren't going to be growing at the same pace when that money comes back and is repatriated into the U.S. So you want to be more American with the stronger dollar. And with a weaker dollar, that's more inflationary. overseas tends to make a little bit more sense. I don't like trying to determine which one's best, but I think if I were going to be a new investor and I believed in that stronger dollar scenario, I'd buy more small and mid-cap domestic stocks. I'm out of time. Thanks for tuning in. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Act like you're not impressed.
BizTalk Radio.